today's guests, Johnny Trowbridge, as well as Tyler Bucks. Musical guests, Whitney Houston's pile of cocaine. And now your hosts, Tabitha Jones and Mike Calhoun.
What?
Wait, which show am I on?
Shut up, I haven't introduced you guys yet.
Wait.
Oh.
Be good guests and shut the fuck up.
Listen
yeah,
to
that's
the
thing that I'm...
Hi.
I can't...
I'm a what? Fellow guest.
Are you still talking?
Oh.
I'm gonna shut your mics down.
It's almost like these guys... It's almost like he's never been a guest on a podcast before.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Goodness.
Good heavens. Well, welcome. Hello, internet people. Welcome to... this week's episode of The Unbelievables. I am, of course, Mike Calhoun. Joining me is my co-host of always, Tabitha Jones.
How's it going out there?
How's it going? What have you been up to, Tabitha?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
Been being mean to you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So mean. Being mean to me is
fun and easy.
What? Wow. Is it fun and easy to you?
Yeah.
Your guys' banter is so perfect. It's obvious you've been doing this for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Who
like,
is this guy?
We're like 50 episodes in.
We're 50 episodes in, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's the voice in my head.
Oh, really? It just comes out sometimes?
I gave him his own mic.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's okay. We'll let it go. I'll let it go.
Calm down.
We've done so many episodes together that it's just...
You feel like you know me already.
I feel like I would have noticed it before, you know?
I just now gave him the mic.
Oh, yeah. You just He's muted dead. Him before.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's understandable.
Muzzled him up.
All right, cool. What have you been up to, Tabitha? I asked you earlier, and you said nothing. You got nothing
being
going
mean
on?
To you. No,
well,
no,
being mean to me is easy. We had a roast recently. That was fun.
Yes, we did.
That was a good-ass time.
It was very, very fun. I had a good time.
Any excuse for me to dress up, really.
Right?
I just like to dress up. Hey, Calhoun. I really could just do that walking. What do you want? Wait, hold on. Hang on. No, let me ask. Before we get to our guests, I'll introduce you guys in a second.
Okay, sorry.
Let's hear what our guests...
I can't wait.
Let's hear what our guests have to say.
No, it's not important anymore. Just go ahead.
Just guest stuff.
Let's just guess them. You would understand.
Yeah. Lesser people.
Well, we'll get to you guys in a second, all right? We'll
okay,
ask you guys what you guys
Jeez.
Are up to. We'll ask you guys what your names are. We'll ask you all sorts of cool things. And then...
all right.
Like, how are you guys doing? We'll get to your introductions in a second.
Well, that was...
I'm okay.
Are you asking, or is that a question you will ask?
I'd like to know how you are. How
right
how
now?
Have you been? Hey, we'll get to you guys in a second.
Okay.
But I just want to know...
Are you asking?
I will want to know in the future how you guys have been getting along in life, you know? Life gets us down from time to time, and I want to know if that's the case.
Okay, so...
And then we just wait.
These are just things we want to hear.
We're so, waiting.
Like, put a... Okay.
I'm doing okay.
Well,
he's doing swimmingly.
He's doing great.
This one, on the other hand.
I'm doing pretty bad there.
Pretty not swimmingly. You're doing sinkingly.
I'm sinkingly, man.
Oh, nautical terms. Appropriate for the sub. It only makes sense. All right, let's get to our guests here. All we have our guests are Johnny
Finally.
Trowbridge.
Yeah, hello.
And is it Tyler Bucks?
Yes.
No.
It's Tyler Bucks.
Tyler Books.
Yeah. I know. It's hard to pronounce. But
I did have a tough time pronouncing
it.
Well, I had never met you before.
And no.
You mailed me an audition tape.
Yes. I've been taking
VHS.
Some improv classes.
On the tape, you didn't say your name.
No.
You just had it written down on a whiteboard behind you.
Yeah. It was like one of those videos where the person holds up several notes. That says a sad story. That was me.
That was you.
That's my special form of improv.
Man, you had such a sad story, too.
What was it?
The sad story, it was that I wasn't on this show.
It was so sad. He just hadn't been featured on the show.
What real-life implications did that have in your life?
This store seems like he's asking me questions like a co-host would, but he's just a guest.
Yeah, you guys are both my guests. I mean,
stepping on my toes.
You can, well,
sorry.
I feel very like threatened because he's just like a guest.
Johnny, if I could, Mr. Guest Johnny.
Oh, God, he's stabbing him.
Just a little bit. I'll be okay.
All right.
I can continue, sir. This is my dream.
We'll get you some bandages at the break.
I've never been on this podcast before.
He's never been more alive.
As he dies.
We are pulling the wool over the ears of the listener a little bit. Tyler Bucks has been on this show before.
First time!
I wanted to say fellow guest. That makes no sense. He's honored guest.
He's a bedfellow.
He's an honored bedfellow.
What?
Johnny. What is the definition of bedfellow first? I want to know what the definition
is. You get into bed with them,
Tabitha,
man.
Tabitha, you know the definition of a bedfellow?
That's me and Johnny.
Why do you think I would know what a bedfellow is? We're trying to lie about me, Mike Calhoun.
You're not very good with your guest.
Maybe I'm just trying to roast you.
I mean, your host.
The fuck did you just call me?
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I'm going to stab him now.
All right, cool. Feel free.
That's my knife.
There it goes.
Oh, into my
both of our guests
abdomen.
Have been stabbed. All right, cool. I mean, that's the typical Unbelievables ritual.
Usually happens before we start recording.
And Johnny is trying to stab me now, but his knife is far too short.
Oh, a bedfellow is a person who shares a bed with another.
Wow.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
That's exactly what's going on.
Now it would be self-explanatory.
Don't worry. We do the sheet thing where I'm under the sheets and he's on top of them.
But we lay on each other like a sandwich, though.
Yeah.
It's just different. So there's sheets in between.
So in a way, the sheets are like lettuce.
Exactly. Yes.
So you guys have a very boring sandwiches. You just fill it with lettuce?
Until we make the mayo.
Oh, God.
That's the show. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us this week. Tabitha is... cheering on that last joke.
Jizz.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
More jizz jokes. Welcome to Jizz Joke Central.
What if he said that in the deep voice?
JJ.
Welcome to Jizz Joke Central.
Welcome to Jizz Joke Central.
It's going
to
be a new intro. We're going to have a new... A new section on the show. You can do that one if you want. Yeah.
Can there just be a segment on the show where you just play a clip of me in that super deep voice going, Jizz Joke.
I don't know if that's a segment or just something that would happen.
That'd be a new segment.
Can that be what you get on a button and you play it every time a jizz joke is made?
I would, but now I'm reminded of the Alan Cox show having sperm news. And I hate that.
I was unaware of that.
And it's like they have this explosion and like a fist pound and there's men going, sperm news. And I hate it. So now I'm just going to be reminded of that
Tabitha
each time.
Tabitha saying jizz joke is 100
jizz
times.
Jokes.
Jizz joke.
You're really bringing me around.
I can
to
foresee it now.
In the eye. For the listener, she's getting further and further away from the mic. In
a
fact,
lot of
she's
hand,
in the other room.
A lot of hand movement.
Lots of hand movements.
Just jokes.
Oh.
Was that?
That one was closer.
Was that Rotten Crabtree?
I don't think so. We haven't heard from him.
Since I was on the first episode.
I thought we drowned him.
Just jokes.
Wow.
What kind of jizz jokes do you think would be in that section?
What's a good jizz joke?
Wait, to clarify, we actually just have mayonnaise in bed. Like real
oh, you
mayonnaise.
Literally have mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Oh, we're actually making sandwiches. I don't
know. Oh. Yeah. Well, we've already established that these sandwiches are extremely boring.
Yeah. Lettuce mayonnaise sandwiches.
And that's it.
We learned it in Russia.
Lettuce and mayonnaise.
Why is that Russian?
When did you guys spend time in Russia? Apparently, my guests Johnny and Tyler spent time in Russia. I had no clue.
They're the ones that rigged the election.
Remember the summer of 1982?
That day.
1980-82.
But no, Johnny wanted to go up to Russia once because he was scouting for a submarine or something like that.
Okay.
A year ago or so.
I don't recall.
Okay. He had these grandiose,
I'm not at liberty to say.
Grandiose plans of throwing a party and distracting Russians out of their submarine so that he could steal it and start a podcast.
I don't think you should be saying this.
No, I mean, you obviously never did it.
Yeah.
Well, of course not. That would be so illegal. What a foolish expedition that would be.
We bought this sub with
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin
that I inherited from
and rubies.
The Jim Henson Company.
Wow.
Yeah.
They big on Bitcoin?
Oh, my family has had real big connections with the Jim Henson Company since the beginning.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why your Grover impression is so good.
Do I have a really good Grover impression?
Yeah, try it.
What does Grover say?
We'll get you to say something. No, we'll get you to say something. Ready?
Hello.
Say.
Oh, I'm Grover.
Did Grover walk in?
Yeah. Where did Calhoun go?
Hey, Grover.
All right, say. Oh, the hello. Car is parked in the Harvard yard.
The car is parked in the Harvard yard.
Oh, Grover.
Not by the talent.
I gotta go. Woo, Super Grover out.
Oh, wow. That's really good. We got to see Super Grover, too.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, Super Grover was here.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You know, my family has a holding in the Jim Henson Company.
Get out
of
here.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, get out of here? No, I'm not going to.
Yeah, we want Grover back.
He was really nice.
Grover.
Tabitha, do you have any impressions that you do?
No, but I got...
I feel like we would have explored them since you've been my co-host for so long. Well, these are the sorts of things that we develop on this show, and I can't believe we haven't explored your impressions.
I feel like
that was
I
a good one.
Do,
wow.
That was Tina from Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, oh my God, it was flawless.
Wow.
Sometimes I do a pretty good share.
Oh, but I'd
that's
love to
just
hear
me going, her fucking turn back time.
That's pretty good.
Her fucking find a way.
That's pretty good.
I'm busting out
take
lighter.
Back all things I hurt you and you don't put... stay if I could reach the stars.
Whoa.
Musical guest Cher.
I am moved.
Wow.
Good Lord.
No,
I'm physically moved. I'm away from the
mic
now.
Different.
I'm so far away from the mic, it moved me.
That physically changed me.
I am now part fish. Appropriate. That way you can escape the sub with safety.
I can escape the sub with however dangerously I want.
Oh, guys, I had a jizz Calhoun. Joke.
Jizz oh. joke.
Yeah.
Jizz joke.
Okay. Jizz joke.
I'll insert this later.
Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Joke. All right. How do you cancel your appointment at the sperm bank?
How do you cancel your appointment at the sperm bank?
You call them up and say you can't come.
Oh! Zip zap! Somebody zoom zow!
I don't get it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Somebody explain to me like I'm two.
Somebody call in.
If I had to explain that to a two-year-old, the cops would be called.
That's right. Oh,
I was holding a two-year-old. Like, so you see, when let you me... jizz on someone.
What? On
spelled,
someone?
In on or around.
It's spelled a little different. Son.
Son.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's finally get to our guests. Of course, we've introduced them, but I'd like to know how they're doing. Johnny, how have you been? Johnny Trowbridge. Very good. Very well. John Tyler.
I expect nothing less.
Wow. I didn't know. Is this a scat off or something?
I do love scat. And I don't mean the...
I do love consuming scat.
I don't mean the music.
I didn't know it was this kind of podcast. Scat Joe.
The Scat Cast. I guarantee that exists.
Scat Cast.
The Scat Cast. Oh, what, good Lord.
Would it be that same thing? Oh, anyway, how I've been.
What have you been up to? I haven't talked to you in a little bit.
I was on the Scat Cast recently.
What?
So you can catch that Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same, yeah.
So you're promoting their show even though you were on one episode.
Were you about
episode.
To say same time?
Same time.
Same Scat channel. Same Scat time.
Yeah, it's the same scat cast.
Quick, hand me the scat repellent. Into the scat mobile.
Oh, God.
Scat mobile.
A scatterang.
I'm Scat Man.
I'm a Scat Man.
Scat Man Crothers.
Let's not bring that back. No. That is extinct for a reason.
My dad calls me Tab Man Crothers sometimes.
Oh, good Lord. Your dad has plenty of nicknames for you.
My dad.
Does he just develop these punny names?
He's always done it.
I love puns. We love puns on this show.
My dad loves puns as well. It started off, he'd always do Stabitha and Scabitha.
Stabitha.
How did you get that one?
My birthday is 5 days before Halloween, so like I was always my favorite holiday and everything. So as soon as October would start. He's like, oh, Halloween's coming. You're gonna have to turn into Stabitha for us.
Oh,
and like
my
he told
God.
Me like it was like my vampire name. I'm like, what a
vampire name.
I'm like, what a not like
you know, all the Stabitha eloquent
like what a not eloquent vampire
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
it's
like the vampire Lestat and like Louis and Stabitha.
I also
you're
like,
the one that's like from that you know that corner of like Louisiana that's like back in the backwoods.
Oh, that's Stabitha. She's a vampire.
Oh, that's a vampire Stabitha.
Go buy you Stabitha. Go buy you grandpa.
But if he was implying that you know Stabitha was a good Halloween name, but he was also implying that you were a vampire, does he think that vampires stab people?
No, he was just I don't know what he thinks. I just think that he'll make every connection he can to be like, right. Here's something funny I can call
what
you.
What an enigma, man.
Yeah.
Let's pick his brain. Where is he?
Dude, I should come on with Forrest sometime.
Forrest Whitaker?
Forrest? That's your father's name, Forrest.
Forrest Jones.
Now, is it Forrest with two R's, or is it Forrest as in full of trees?
Two R's.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yep.
Now I'm going to give away a little
good
secret.
Good man.
A little secret here.
We're all waiting on bated breath.
Just regular breath.
Johnny's got regular breath. Let's all go around and describe the types of breath we have.
Johnny. No, do you have
normal breath.
That's his normal breath.
That's normal.
Tyler's bated breath was
it's like
pretty bated.
It's like
okay. Tabitha's breath. Oh, it's a very soft breath. Ooh. Very, very nice. Oh, dear Lord. The unexpected breath.
Rattled.
And then, of course, I am undead, so I do not breathe.
Oh, that's right. That's
more breath.
There's so much.
We've been hosts for so long. I think I would know that you were undead by now.
Well, you know, that's the secret. That's the secret I was about to reveal.
Oh. It's kind of anticlimactic.
Is it the secret? It's a little... Like you put in the secret, and they're just like, Mike Calhoun's undead, and it's over.
The secret. That was made into a film, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Are you?
Oh, Lord.
As an undead person,
yes.
Do you have any like perks that come with that, or you just can't breathe?
Well, what? I can't die. That's one thing.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I can't die.
Do you stay the same age?
I get like free. Well, I get an annual membership to AAA.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, I like that. It saves me $100.
Do you get like older than you are now, or do you just stay like 25?
Well, I can appear older if I want to.
Oh, really? On
will. Yeah, at will. So, I mean...
How old are you?
I'm not at liberty to say.
You have the liberty to say. You're quite the liberty.
I'm not at liberty.
Okay,
Do you get better parking spots?
I don't, unfortunately. I wish. Like, sometimes I think about...
Older?
Yeah, sometimes I think of making myself look like a handicapped person.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I can qualify for the handicapped spot.
Hey, man, even if you're dead, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
They need
so much
paperwork, like, that you can't provide because you're undead and you can't go to the doctor because you'll go to the doctor and they'll be like, sir, you're undead, why are you here? And then you'll have to murder them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've murdered a few doctors in my
lifetime. Stabitha will help you.
Do you have like any like weird weaknesses? Like, you know, like just odd.
No reason, but just wondering.
Yeah, well,
we aren't planning anything, Mike.
Well, my left leg is pretty weak. That's a weakness.
No. I mean, like abnormal ones. You know,
abnormal. Well,
hey guys, come over here.
Like the sun.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey,
or
Johnny,
the moon.
Johnny. No, you stay.
I'm going to think of some weaknesses I have here.
Yeah, you stay over there.
Think about that.
Okay, I guess they're going to.
Hey, guys,
I'm really bad at whispering.
Okay. Let's go for his left.
What?
Hey, guys, are you done?
He said, let's go for his left leg, Johnny.
Okay, all right.
Wait, what are some of your weaknesses?
Hey, Calhoun.
I heard you guys shouting from the other room. It was very odd. You took your microphones with you, which made sense.
Yeah,
but I mean, I was just having a thought here, just thinking of my other weaknesses. I really don't have any. It's just that left leg.
Left leg.
Yeah. Huh. It's just, you know, it's just made of clay.
It's made of clay, eh?
Is that part of Clay Aiken?
Well, yeah, Clay Aiken. It's made of Clay Aiken. Yeah. I've been Frankensteined.
Why do you know Clay Aiken?
He fell from grace really hard. Wait, that was a Clay Aiken song?
I only know that line. I just remember thinking it was really weird because I was like, I don't want Clay Aiken to watch me in my room.
Did he? Wait, what is the line?
The only two lines I remember from the chorus, and he goes, "If I were invisible, I would just watch you in your room."
Oh, God.
I might be remembering it wrong. I don't think I've heard that song.
Cher, Clay Aiken. I can see why she's your co-host.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Just so many impressions.
Better than Johnny.
I also...
Why would that be the comparison?
Yeah.
I also do a mean Jonathan Davis from Korn.
Jonathan Davis from Korn. Now, I have no frame of reference because I never listened to Korn. Now, my only source of reference is Tyler's impression, and I have to say, yours is so much better.
Oh, dang it.
Thank you. I'm looking
for that's why she's the co-host. What can I say?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't hear mine.
Go for it. Go for it.
Who are you again? Oh, this is my guest, Johnny, of course. Yeah. Well, go ahead and try it. What was the name of the gentleman? Something from Korn?
Jonathan Davis.
Jonathan Davis from Korn.
I don't know who that is.
But, was that the impression?
No.
Yeah, this classic. Ready?
I'd like to take out a loan.
Oh, yeah.
Like if he had to go to the bank.
You know what? Had to go to the bank.
I really enjoyed that character work. You imagined something that a man like him would need to do.
Yeah.
When starting his band, taking out a loan so I could go on tour.
I need to take out a loan.
Wait, hang on. What's that sound?
Guys.
I thought I heard...
The lyrics to Invisible by Clay Aiken are terrifying.
Oh, good Lord. Please read them.
I would like to read them in a sultry voice.
Can we have some backing music?
Oh, I'd like to hear
this.
Some suspenseful music, of course.
What you doing tonight? I wish I could be a fly on your wall. Are you really alone? Who's stealing your dreams? Why can't I bring you into my life?
Oh my God.
What would it take to make you see that I'm alive?
If I was invisible, then I could just watch you in your room. If I was invisible... I'd make you mine tonight. If hearts were unbreakable, then I could just tell you where I stand. I would be the smartest man if I was invisible. Wait, I already am. Saw your face in the crowd.
Oh, it's still going.
I call out your name. You don't hear a sound. I keep tracing your steps. Each move that you make, wish I could read what goes through your mind. Wish you could touch me with the colors of your life. If I was invisible, then I could just watch you in your room. If I was invincible, I'd make you mine tonight.
Oh my God.
If hearts were unbreakable, then I could just tell you where I stand. I reach out, but you don't even see me. Even when I scream out, baby, you don't hear me. I am nothing without you. Just a shadow passing through. If I was invisible.
Oh, no. Stop. Oh my God. Stop. Oh no.
Chorus.
Oh, that is absolutely terrifying.
Wow.
Did anyone else see her trans? Was there fire behind her for anyone else looking at her?
Yeah, there was this terrifying ring of fire directly behind you as you...
I think my eyes went black. Like,
oh, my God.
Every time I blinked, I saw Clay Aiken in my eyes.
There's a little bit of blood. God.
Sulfur.
Oh, my Lord.
And tar. Yeah, smells... I think tar.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Well, yeah.
I'll be cool. You sound turned on, Tyler.
Are we? Oh, wow. Sulfur, eh?
And tar.
Did we pass through the Bermuda Triangle for a second there?
That very well may have happened. I'm not in charge of the navigation.
That's me.
But maybe. Wait, where are you? Get into the.
Where are we going, Johnny?
I don't know. We're the Bermuda Triangle, man.
Where we're going, we just don't need oceans.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's actually a great moment to take a break. But all right, good Lord. Let's take that as a moment to to not invoke Clay Aiken lyrics ever again.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, I might need to change pants as we go to break. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Unbelievables in a moment.
Woo!
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Oh, good heavens. What a beautiful song.
Oh.
Sung by a beautiful woman. Cher.
What?
What are you laughing at, Johnny? Welcome back to the Unbelievables. Johnny's laughing at me because I apparently made the assertion that Cher is a woman. Do you have a problem with women being women?
Wow.
What's your problem, bro? Hey, bro.
Yeah?
Wow. What's your issue, bro?
Who? What? Wow.
What's going on, bro?
I'm just really at a hard point in my life.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What's going on?
Well, I've recently bought a lumber mill.
Oh, wow. Oh, those lumber mills. I remember my first lumber mill.
Yeah, right. And then now I just have way too much lumber. And then I don't know what to do with it all.
Is Jerry your main axe?
I hate Jerry.
Oh, he was my first axe, too.
Yeah, he is so good at chopping wood.
But that attitude.
That attitude. Hey, could we get like every Tuesday off because that one show comes on a Tuesday?
Oh, Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah, Antiques Roadshow. And I'm like, well, why don't you just build antiques? You're a wood carver.
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. I hate that guy.
I'm sorry. All
right, well, fuck Jerry. What can I say?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Unbelievables. I'm here with my guest. My guests, Tyler Buxton, Johnny Trowbridge, of course.
Yes.
And Tabitha was my co-host, but she had to go, and she actually didn't say where she had to go. We came back from the break, and she was gone. But replacing her, in good confidence, is her younger brother, Toby. Toby Jones, what's going on, Toby?
What up, guys?
Hey.
Oh, Toby. Hey, Toby Jones.
Hi,
I don't believe we've ever met, but it's very nice to meet you.
Thank you. It's real nice to meet you guys. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Obviously, Tabitha had confidence in you coming on the podcast, so just tell us what you're all about. I mean, how have you been?
I've been good. I'm really glad she had confidence in me. I've been telling her this whole time I'm definitely more funny than her. And
all right,
yeah, really.
She doesn't deserve all the praise she gets.
Oh, what?
Really?
Nah.
I don't feel like she's getting that much praise.
Even
all
that's
the time.
Too much.
Oh, really?
Even that's too much.
You're not a really big fan of your
older. She's the worst.
You sure it's just not like a little bit of sibling rivalry?
No. Is this? No. Oh. She's awful.
She's awful.
She's not. She's not funny.
Really? Really?
Name one thing she's done that's violated the Geneva Convention.
Everything.
Oh, she's done all four.
God.
Dear God, I didn't even know that about her.
No, wait.
I agree with you. Then she's terrible.
Out of all this, Toby, were you asked by her to be on the show, or?
Well, she had.
Yeah.
Of course, right?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, stupid question. Stupid question.
I mean, totally. I would only assume. I mean, I don't want to make assumptions.
Yeah, I didn't pretend to be her boss and call her.
Oh, what?
And she say did. She had to go and then just happened to be in the hallway when she left.
Yeah. Oh, Toby.
Sub-halls.
Wait, you didn't do that. So
Johnny gets it, man. Yeah. Johnny gets it.
Yeah, she didn't
I
do
didn't,
that.
I didn't.
Or he didn't do that.
I didn't. Did you just...
I get you, bro.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Fist bump. Fist bump.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Good fist bump. Good oh, fist man. Bump. You all right, Tyler? That it was hurt. A hard yeah. fist bump.
Your hand's yeah. bleeding.
It's real tough.
Yeah, I know. I got to.
You've been working out, bro?
I'm
pretty bulky, Toby.
Yeah, I have been working out.
You've been working out, bro?
Where are you working out?
I've been lifting.
You've been lifting?
The garage.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
a whole
dude.
Garage.
Yeah, hell yeah.
A whole garage. Just you like that weight bench.
Hell yeah.
A weight bench?
That weight bench. How much does that bench weigh?
The bench itself probably weighs like a good 50 pounds.
Ooh,
that's a very light bench.
That's a tough bench. Yeah.
It's a very light bench.
That's a good bench.
Oh, that's a heavy bench, Johnny.
That's an aluminum bench.
Johnny.
Stop attacking my bro here.
Yeah.
Toby.
We're broing out. We're having a good bro out. Fist bumps all around. We're getting look at these biceps. Look at these buys and tries on this dude.
Wait, what's
and you're just bringing us down.
Well, I just am saying
you're killing me, bro.
I'm just
yeah, bro.
I can see why Toby replaced you, Johnny.
Yeah,
replaced me. I would never was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who are you?
All right. Let's get this back on track. All right. Well, Toby is here with us, but is there anything you've been getting into lately, Toby, besides working out, of course, with those big buys and tries?
Well, I gotta work out and build out my upper body strength.
Hell yeah.
Because I'm a drummer.
Oh, really? Is that so? You know what?
I heard drummers need lower body strength.
I did not hear that.
Well, you heard wrong.
Oh, wow.
Johnny.
Yeah.
You heard how a fucking drum set works.
Oh, I don't. Sorry,
I don't like to say swears. My mom still gets
it. Is that why you say fucking?
Fuck it. I slipped up. Fug, I hope she doesn't hear this.
I feel like it sounded close enough to fug that you might get away with it. You might let it slide.
I hope
you saying
so.
Your mom might listen to the show?
Maybe she might.
Oh, really?
If she hears about you. She always listens when Tabitha's on, so.
Oh, okay. I get it. I understand. Well.
Doesn't ever come to my shows or anything.
Really?
Oh no. You've got some shows, huh?
Yeah, I got a few shows.
Do you?
Me and my band, we're doing pretty good.
Well, if you want, yeah, we'll have a whole plug section. You give us those, awesome. Give us those dates.
Awesome, definitely.
Absolutely, I'm pretty pumped to hear about this. But what I wanted to say is, Tyler Bucks, our guest here, is actually in a band.
What?
Yeah. Do you have a band yourself?
I do. We are called the Toby Jonestown Massacre.
All right. Toby Jonestown Massacre.
Now,
do you know?
Yes, from a. One person in a band to another, I know band names are hard to come by, but did you Google that beforehand?
Yeah, nothing came up for the Toby Jones.
I know
Town
nothing would have
massacre.
Came up for specifically that, but
well, like,
what just, am I supposed to put in? I put in the Toby Jonestown Massacre.
Never mind. Sorry, bro.
Well, I just know, don't,
what more should I put in?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well,
where did you hear that before, though?
I came from Monongahela.
I don't think it did. There's no way.
It seemed like I don't know. I like the idea. I like it. I'm just coming. I'm actually warming up to it.
I don't get why this guy's trying to kill my vibe.
He's really killing the vibe.
I'm sorry. I'm just.
He's really killing the vibe.
Coming in here, stepping on toes.
Killer, man.
I bet he's. I feel like you don't listen to very cool bands, Johnny.
He doesn't look like he could lift a bench at all.
Yeah.
I can't even lift a 49 pound bench.
I bet not. You don't look it. You're very frail.
I'm very frail.
Look at this bean pole.
People throw like black eyed beans at me. And they just like put holes.
Beans.
In me. I'll tell you what, Johnny. Terrible. I can't imagine having you on any more episodes. You know what? This is the last time you're a guest.
Oh wow!
I'm saying it now. Yeah. You know what? You can stay for this episode.
Okay.
Toby's being a great co-host.
I know.
Tabitha was doing great beforehand. Before her boss called her, of course.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Is it because I'm frail?
That's the only reason she would leave.
Is it because I'm frail?
It's for a few reasons, Johnny.
Oh man.
Johnny looks like a.
Is it because I have an overbite?
Johnny looks like a 1912 chimney sweep.
Oh,
that's kind of like a compliment though, because
it's a pretty
like
good
plucky.
Roast.
Roasting runs in our family.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a pretty good roast. I mean, yeah, Tabitha's known for her roast. So, yeah. I mean, if you say you're funnier than her, I guess I'll just take it on.
I'm
faith.
Out here spitting this hot fire about 1912 chimney sweeps. Obviously, I'm funnier than her. What'd she talk about? Boys.
Oh my gosh. Did Tabitha come back in?
It sounded just like her. That's a great.
Sometimes I'm sad.
Oh my God. That sounds exactly like her. Oh, it's like I'm reading one of her Facebook posts.
Our dad was mean to us, so now I like questionable men.
It's just Toby pretending to be her. But that was so spot on.
It was so close.
I'm pretty sure that's like her 5 minutes or something.
Oh, wow. That for 5 minutes, man. Don't know if I could get through it. But
Snorefest.
Whoa.
That's what I've been saying.
Good old 5 minute nap is what I'm saying at those open mics.
Man, I had to grow up with this shiz.
Yeah.
I need a 5 minute
Thank you
nap.
For censoring yourself as well. I appreciate that. I mean, sometimes we like to have a nice clean show.
Yeah.
That's
every
right.
Every once in a while.
It's a
Christian show.
I'm a 12 year old boy from 1912. I can't hear that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Not when, well, we're in the, when you're in those chimneys, you can hear all sorts of things.
Oh, you don't want to know how to hear.
I don't. Tell
mostly
me,
the
tell
chicken dying beneath me.
Wait, hang on.
People cook chicken alive.
Oh, hang on.
In 1912.
So, two possibilities here. You either use chickens to clean these chimneys, or someone is using the chimney in which you are inside.
Yes.
To cook.
Yes.
A live chicken.
More than one house. More than one house.
Does that not get uncomfortable, if not deadly, to you?
Why would that be deadly? It's
fire?
Just chicken, man.
Yeah, you'd be inhaling the fumes.
Toby knows what's up.
Fire
is the issue.
You ever put your face over a pot where it's like smelling really good because
sure.
like chicken's boiling?
Sure, I guess.
Yeah, well, if it's alive, you can smell it even more.
But I've never stuck my head directly into a campfire either.
Well, I don't put my head in the fire.
You're in the chimney.
That's okay. I don't think you know much about it.
Oh, my good Lord. All
I
right.
I think you guys are drawing back from my boy Tobe's sick tunes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Do you have actually something to play for us? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I got a little demo.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Demolition.
We're reminiscent of, you know, like Shinedown.
Oh, Shinedown.
Kid Rock, maybe.
All right.
Like, maybe like a little bit of like Seven Mary 3, ooh. Maybe.
Okay.
You know, like, I have become cumbersome.
I love that song.
To this world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude,
I
that
like
was
this
pretty
guy.
Spot on.
I like this guy.
I don't know that.
You know
too
what?
Wrong, I'm too right. I'm too back.
Actually,
I have become.
Do you guys do any covers?
You said you play drums, right?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
After the show, let's talk about maybe collaborating after I hear this demo.
Yeah, man.
That sounds like a great idea. You know what? I haven't heard this demo yet, but I am confident that you guys are going to want to work together for a long time in the future.
Hand slap.
Actually, you know what?
Hand slap.
You know what?
You might be able to come on my... I have a silent poetry reading.
Anyway, you know what, Toby? You're so you give great fist bumps. You hate your sister, which is like dope. It's fug,
tough.
Fug.
Yeah,
whatever you say.
Dope,
dope fug.
Is fug.
I like that. You know
that
what?
That bench is stupid,
dude.
AF.
Oh. Hey, so you know what? I have enough confidence. Before we listen to this, here, look, I'm writing down a quick contract.
Well,
let me get out my feathered pen.
It's on a pink slip.
Oh, it's all I got, bro.
It's just his car. He's signing away his car as well.
So this is for a 12-song record, me and you.
And a 2012 sedan.
There we go.
Just signing away.
All right, let's get this tune going.
I cannot wait for this. You said drums, right?
Drums, yeah. I'm the drummer. I'm just laying on that hot fire.
Hell yeah.
Pure rock and roll.
I can tell you have rhythm.
Let's hear this piece. All right.
Okay, kind of classic rockish. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. Is that a drum?
Wait. Oh.
There it is. I study under the great rhythm
Dalai Lama.
Master, the incomparable Chad Weaver.
Oh, I know him. I know that guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's a pretty good percussionist too. When it comes to pots and pans and stuff around the kitchen.
It's another one. Tab's like, Chad Weaver's such a good comic. Chad Weaver's so funny, but I'm like, nah, bitch.
Doesn't he call himself the Percussion Discussion?
He does.
I've heard that
nickname.
I've heard it. I gotta say though,
that was pretty good.
That was all right, Tyler. You might want to come over here for a second, Tyler.
Okay, I'm coming over there.
Tyler, come over here
for a second.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Johnny, I didn't ask you to come.
So Johnny, what's up, man?
Oh boy.
Nothing.
Hey, they're talking.
You want to do that silent poetry thing I was talking about?
Let's hear it.
Well, it's silent, so you can't really...
Give me that silence, bro.
Okay.
Hey, come on.
Yeah, what? What'd you have to say?
Tyler.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
I mean...
That was possibly the worst. What was that? A horn at the end?
I heard a dog at one point.
I swear, someone just had to have been smashing random things in the kitchen. Did they just hold a microphone up to someone making bread?
I mean, he's looking right at us.
Oh shit! Can he read lips? Hey, Toby, do you know how to read lips? Just real quick.
What'd you say, man?
All right, cool. We're in the clear.
You're kind of breaking the whole silent vibe thing.
I'm sorry. You're really bringing the silence, though, Johnny.
Okay, hold on.
How do we break this to him? Do we mention it?
You know what? I'm in the business. Let me.
All right, cool.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys.
That's how it goes. That's the end of the silent poetry.
This guy's growing on me. I mean, he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of eye movement.
He might be, yeah, he's got this.
You know what Tarantino says? Acting's all in the eyes.
I take that very literally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah.
So, Toby, you know, I have a couple things I want to try and direct you before we do the full length album, like I said, on this piece of paper here. Johnny dropped it into his chimney.
I had spilled an entire breakfast on it.
And then dropped it into his chimney.
A complete breakfast, one might say.
Johnny.
Part of a balanced meal.
Johnny, drop it into
your
chimney.
Try and get it out of the fire.
Oh, no, I'm putting it more into the fire. Oh,
Johnny, Jesus Christ.
Well, hey, later I'll write up another one for you. But honestly... That was perfect.
I loved it.
It was every beat. It felt like you thought about it. You felt it and you thought about it and you did it and it was effortless. And I'll talk to you after the show about
it. Thank you. I'm telling you,
are you talking about
better than Tabitha in every way?
Well, I will say your drumming is better than Tabitha's comedy, but
I would say that too. I would say that in a second.
But at the same time, don't sell yourself short. Okay.
Toby is to drumming what Tabitha is to comedy.
Honestly, that's
spot on. Wait, but she's awful at comedy.
Anyway, moving on.
She's not funny.
Tell me this.
Guys.
Was this particular track in production for a few months? Because it seemed pretty damn good.
Yes. Most definitely.
How many months would you say you put into this track?
Probably like 113.
113 months. 113 months. Wow. Now let's.
I'm a perfectionist.
That's over 10 years.
Did you start at birth?
So yeah, obviously this is something you get started at a very young age. I don't think I ever asked your age.
A masterpiece that good starts when you're born, bro.
Had to have been inspired in the womb.
Start the journey of life and you get them creative juices flowing.
Right.
And it just comes to you. It's a part of
That's exactly how
part
it
of
is.
Being a man.
Oh,
I understand.
I totally get that, bro.
Being a man myself.
I get it, bro. I get that you
fist bump.
Get it, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God, yeah. Jesus.
Your hand's on fire.
Yeah. Did you feel that?
I can't really move my arm, but I guess we'll just keep going with the show.
That's completely fine.
Do you have any upcoming shows? I wanted to ask you that earlier. We said we'd save that for the break, but or for the plugs, but do you have any soon shows that everyone should look out for?
Tomorrow. I will be playing at the Euclid Heights YMCA.
Hell yeah. All right.
At the YMCA?
At the YMCA.
Wait, they have
The Y?
Are you going to play the song?
If you think that my cumbersome is spot on, wait until you hear me be like, young man.
Whoa. Oh my God. I am so excited just thinking about it.
Can you do that one more time?
Young man.
Nice.
I thought just the village people walked in. This is amazing. Oh, he's got the moves too.
For the listener.
Dude, bro. I feel like I'm at a wedding in 2001. This is great.
That's sort of my Will Forte.
Oh my, your Will Forte.
That's sort of my Kia
like the
Forte.
SNL actor Will Forte. That's your Will Forte.
Sort of my
That's
Will
like
Forte.
My Kia Forte. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Are you a big fan of comedy? Obviously not your sisters.
Yeah, I like all comedy that isn't Tabitha.
Okay.
That's sort of
Steve Harvey.
I love Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Harvey's great.
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
Love Dane Cook.
Totally. Better Carrot than Tabitha. Top. Better than Tabitha.
Carrot Top.
Oh, better than Tabitha.
What a challenge. Delight.
What the? Gabriel Iglesias.
Better than Tabitha, but she's as fat as him.
Oh! Man, these roasts, they just keep coming.
I told you.
That was fucking heavy.
Fucking heavy. That binge had it coming.
Oh my God.
Are you saying binge?
Binge. I told you.
We
I
already said that she's she, or excuse me, he, Toby, he can't swear. His mom might listen to this.
I get it. I know we sort of look alike.
A little bit. I mean, if I didn't know you guys weren't the same age, I'd say you guys are twins.
Yeah, we get it all the time.
Also, Toby, if he had that kind of language, he wouldn't be getting all those dope YMCA.
He wouldn't be getting these gigs, man.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
I got a daycare gig coming up soon.
What?
Whoa. I'm going to melt those kids. Fucking faces.
Oh man. Dude, that's gonna be a sick show. Is that like a daycare center? Is that like someone's house?
Yeah, it's one of those like at home daycares.
So it's like you call it a house show?
Yeah, it's a house show.
It's a house show.
It's a duplex on East 51st
Hell
and
yeah.
Harvard.
Wait,
and
that's where I live.
It's an au pair's house or
no, it's a.
I don't know where that
some
is.
Some woman named Wanda.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a right.
She is not certified to watch children whatsoever, but the neighborhood just really trusts her.
And she's certified to rock.
And Wanda rocks a mean guitar.
Oh,
damn. So we're gonna have a. We're,
is she a featured artist?
Yeah, she's a featured artist. Oh, I gotta say, through the percussionist Chad Weaver and. And I mean, we're gonna have James Earl Brassfield on the theremin.
Okay.
Oh, I love the theremin.
For as much as I, you know, fog dab the, you know, she's given me some good musical hookups.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? This sounds so sig, like fucking sig.
Wait,
are you just that, censoring the word sick now? Is sick a swear now in your vocabulary?
It's a curse. It's a cuss.
Sick is a cuss.
It's a cuss.
You bet I am, brother. No hard R.
Nope.
Brother.
That's good. I like when we avoid the hard R's because that can get us in some deep doo doo.
You mean the hard
R? I don't want to say.
It can get us
P
into
word. Yeah.
Trouble.
Trouble. Don't get in trouble, brother.
You know, like the old saying, don't get in trouble, brother. You're absolutely right, Johnny. Thank God. Well, you know what I want to do? I want to see what's in the grab bag here from Lauren Michaels. Let's see if the carrier pigeon. They've arrived. Let's see. All right, let's get them ready. All right, let's see what's on the
dossier. You guys do that every
dossier.
Time? That's really, that looks expensive. Why do you guys do that?
Why do we have that play every time?
Yeah, or all those people play the fanfare on the trumpets.
Hey, we're job creators.
I guess, but like...
End of explanation.
Yeah, okay.
I thought...
All right, I'm going to have
our guest, Johnny, read my co-host and guest, Tyler Bucks and Toby Jones...
Toby Jones.
My dude. Some questions from Lauren Michaels, my old high school classmate. Not to be confused with Lauren Michaels, whom we thought they were coming from, but we were being catfished. Yeah.
All right.
Let's see what this first question is.
How much?
A lot.
17.
Wow, that was pretty easy.
Wow, that was very simple. Well, I would like to know what Tyler's referencing first.
17 what?
Huh?
Bottles what? Of beer?
On the wall, 17 bottles of beer. Take one down.
Give us a beat, Toby.
Around.
Yeah,
16 bottles of beer on the wall. 16 bottles of beer on the wall. 16 bottles of beer.
I'm a bee.
That was a sick
drum
solo, bro.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
I didn't see you bring this, the
whole
set
in. Yeah, he is so sneaky.
If I had had more time, there would have been a sick gong at the end.
What? Gong? I love gongs.
That's her thing. His thing.
Whoa. God damn it. It's tough. It's tough. I'm so sorry.
You just look so much like Tabitha.
Please don't insult my co-host, but I did also make that mistake earlier.
Fuck you.
Wait. Yeah, okay.
I made the mistake earlier, too, by calling Toby Tabitha. I'm so
That's my ugly ass sister, okay? I can call her ugly.
No, it wasn't. I was saying him calling you Tabitha was insulting you because you hate your sister so much. I apologize for that. Let's move on to our next question Lauren. All right, we have our next question from Lauren Michaels. Here it is. Oh, this is appropriate because we got a couple band members in the studio.
You know.
What, me?
Yes. You know, everyone knows what band you're in?
Yeah.
The Bandoliers? The Band of Lears.
The Band of Lears.
I don't even know
King
what that
Lear
means.
From...
King Lear yeah. from Shakespeare's great play.
Wow. It's just... We're a knockoff band of the play.
Yep. You guys just perform musical versions of that play.
Of the play, but like not...
5-minute sections.
Yeah, 5-minute sections.
All right, here we go. Death Here's metal. A question for all three of you. What band do you despise?
Oh.
What band do you despise?
Children's Game.
Do you have a specific one, Tyler?
What? Oh, no.
Well, I guess I do not yes, want to you slander do. Your fellow musicians, perhaps.
Yes, you do.
I mean, who is it?
Children's Escape Plan. You hate them.
I mean, you hate them more than I hate them.
That's true.
You guys hate the Dillinger. I don't know them.
You don't want them.
I've heard their name.
They're very good. They're so good.
How good are they?
Train.
You hate Train.
I hate Train.
Is Train really popular right now?
Yes, they are.
Sure.
They just came out with that song that's just a copy of an older song.
Oh.
Sometimes those are called covers.
MGK.
It's not a cover. It just uses the beat.
Oh.
It's worse.
MGK.
You don't like Machine Gun Kelly?
Because he made that song going around right now.
Wild Boys?
No, what is that song?
No, you like Wild Boys. You used to sing that song.
Yeah, it was a good song.
But what song did he just put out?
The one with the chick?
Yes.
I hate that one.
I hate
the one from Fifth Harmony.
Toby's not into MGK either.
Dumb chicks.
Oh, you just don't like chicks.
Yeah.
You're part of that.
She was from Fifth Harmony, and now it's Fourth Harmony because she left.
Are you serious? To do that
song. Did they actually call themselves Fourth Harmony?
No.
Thank God. Thank God for that.
How does that song go, though?
Am I out of my head?
Things with you.
Yes.
Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? Am I out of my head?
Yeah. See, that's why I hate him so much. Oh,
look at that. Drum solos every time on every song. It fits perfectly.
Just put my own flair on it.
Love it. You know. Well, you did a great impression just now, which I'm really impressed by because, I mean, Tabitha had a couple impressions earlier that were all right, but
Thank
yours
you.
Was spot
Thank
on.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Any, what about yourself? Any, yeah. Any bands you despise?
Nickelback.
Oh.
All right. The old standby.
Very not. He married Avril Lavigne.
Whole band?
That's the least rock and roll thing you can do.
That's a good point. I heard an Avril Lavigne song on the radio the other day, and I was just like, what year is it?
Wait, you did?
Back when you can put...
Was it Sunday Oldies Jukebox?
It sure was. Is that Sunday Oldies Jukebox?
But she was so rock and roll, she put an 8 in her song.
Dude, he was a skater title. Boy.
Skate,
she said, see you later, boy.
You know what? My sister's a lot like Avril Lavigne.
Oh, my God. You think Tabitha's like Avril Lavigne?
Why?
An overrated white bitch. That's why.
Oh, shit.
Little side note, Avril means April in French. Whoa!
Trying to look all special. Avril Lavigne.
That sounds like a smell.
April Lavigne.
April Lavigne.
Sounds like a candle that I wouldn't buy.
I like that you guys
What's
put in.
What's that smell? April Lavigne.
I like that you guys put in the roller coaster since I've
Oh, yeah, yeah. We installed a roller coaster track. It's activated
Wait,
by.
Here it goes again.
my God.
It's just one loop, but it's all right.
I noticed. I was just on it.
Hey, we got so much space on this sub, man. We got to do something with it.
You've expanded. Like, I don't know how, but
you're like, it's like the Mall of America in here.
Absolutely. Like I said, we're job creators.
That's right. There's a boxing ring, a regular ring, a ring of fire.
Yep.
There's a Journeys right over
a
there.
Gerbil
a
ring.
Journeys. Yo, you want to go to Journeys after the show?
Dude, let's go to Journeys. I
need some new Vans.
Oh. An onion ring.
Ah. Did we just become best friends?
I think you guys
We did not.
Well, we've got time for one last section, and that section is, of course, Toby, tell me what time it is.
I think it's time for plugs.
Oh, Lord.
Turn on the visors.
Oh, yes.
This is 3D. Oh, child.
Sick drums.
Bitch.
Oh, man. That was sick AF, bro.
Oh, that was so siggin'.
Oh, my God. So siggin'.
Fucking sig,
bro.
That was fucking sig, man.
Killing me. Oh, so good. All right, well, let's get started with our plugs here. I guess we'll start with our guests. Johnny, do you have any plugs for us?
You might not know.
I don't know things, usually.
I don't have a Twitter.
What? What are you doing on my show?
I told you I don't know how I got here. You... I woke
Did Tyler
up,
just bring you along?
I woke up with a gag on, and
oh,
then
good Lord.
I was in a gold tracksuit, and you were like, you're like, play for money. And I was like, what does that mean? And then it just turned on the camera.
Got to be making good money if you're in that gold tracksuit.
I know. It was
solid gold.
Solid gold. It's heavy as shit.
Woven to the fool. The wool. And the fool.
Either works for me. Either way.
Yeah,
works.
But anyway, I don't have a Twitter or a Facebook.
What?
I don't even know what the internet is. So
he knew enough for you to mention it.
What? Mention what?
Oh, never mind. So do you have any what do you got going on? Tell us what you'll be doing tomorrow.
What I'll plug for you is this.
Tell
this
me.
This is what I'm doing tomorrow.
All right, cool.
I'm starting a shop class for anyone. I don't know how to get it out there. I wish there was like some way to like tell people about things like over a vast system. So I'm just doing snail mail. Just going to put them leaf flyers around, you know, with the tearaway thing.
Yep.
And we're going to do a shop class. I think we're going to try to make mailboxes, but you know, like three compartments, one for the mail of the heart and one for the mail of deceased relatives and then like regular mail.
Do you get a lot of mail regarding deceased relatives that you need?
No, from deceased relatives, the spirit realm.
I guess my question stands. My question stands. Do you get a lot of mail from deceased relatives?
It's more like a thing you feel. Like you'll know when it's full, and like you have to remove it. And
that's where the old adage, the old adage comes from. My slot for old dead relatives. In my mailbox is so full today.
Yes, that is
I can't believe
that
I never asked where that phrase came from.
You use it often. And
I do. I use it all the time and on this show.
Yeah, I've heard you use it several times.
You end every set of your comedy act with it.
You're right. Oh, my God. Why have I not thought of this? Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, we're just making the try mailbox.
Tomorrow. I might actually buy one. It sounds like I need it.
You don't buy them. You make one.
Oh, I have to make it.
It's a journey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds very spiritual.
Obviously.
All right, let's get to our other guest, Tyler, here. What do we got going on for you? Any plugs for you?
Plugs going on is, of course, you can follow the band on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Instagram and Twitter are We Are Royalties. YouTube and Facebook is just Royalties. Follow those, and then you can follow me on all social media platforms at Buckshot515. Buckshot.
Like bullets. Yosemite Sam.
Dude.
Pow, pow, big hat. big red beard.
If you actually want to
say that,
if you actually want to see anything, do Snapchat.
That's if I want to see you do things.
If you actually want to see me do anything, just
top three things that I could see you do.
Eat.
You're going to be at that mailbox building thing tomorrow, so they might be able to see that.
Is that in the top three things? I feel like that's something that won't happen very often.
Pretending that I have something to do tomorrow.
Okay. So you're constantly pretending that something's going on the next day.
And watching Catfish on Hulu.
Oh, that is a great show.
All right.
I don't know what it is, and I've never seen Hulu before, but that sounds great.
Who's this Hulu guy?
Who is Hulu? Is that a guy?
Who is
know?
He? I love Catfish, and it tastes so good.
There is no Dana, only Hulu.
That's
so cool,
terrifying.
Toby.
Thanks. I'm really good at, like, references.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like, you look that guy from Star Trek right now.
What's Star Trek?
You're LeVar Burton.
Star Trek came out before the
internet. Oh, the guy from Community.
Oh, good Lord. All right, on to my co-host here, of always, is Toby Jones. Is Toby Jones. What do we got? What do we got for you?
In the next month, you can find my band, the Toby Jonestown Massacre, at any of these fine locations. We're going to be doing a show at the Euclid Y. We're going to be doing a show at the Moon Food Services on Detroit and Bunce. Okay. We're going to be doing an APL gig, both Cuyahoga, Medina, and Tuscarawas counties.
All both.
Vermilion, home.
We're actually covering that.
Oh my god! No!
For a new ad.
Shit, yeah. Or shig, yeah.
Shig, yeah.
Sorry.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
My apologies.
You dumb bench.
Oh. So sorry.
Right, you dumb white bench.
Okay. We're going off
you
the
mean
rails.
Wig,
here a little bit,
not like. White.
Is that all you're... Yeah, we should censor that word. That's an offensive word.
That's hard awful. Eye.
Any other shows, or is that that's everything?
That's about everything.
All right, well...
Well, if your sister would happen to have anything coming up that you might know of.
All right.
This is very gracious of you, I'll say. For all the time you were shit-talking or shig-talking.
Shig-talking! Shig-talking!
Not very good at it.
I'm not going to be able to plug this show at my YMCA.
You wig bench!
What the fuck, bro?
I'm so sorry.
Tabitha.
You were shig-talking your sis all show, but if you...
You're sig.
It seems very gracious of you to plug some of her upcoming events.
She has what sounds like a probably really stupid sketch show on Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday?
Yeah, it's some thing.
Sounds like something I know about.
She's going to be sad with her dumb friends.
Ugh.
Oh.
Friends. They're so overrated.
Yeah.
Am I right, bro?
Yeah, totally. I always
overrate
them.
Am I right, friends?
And then her and some just like dumb bench are going to Bowling Green March 7th.
Oh, yeah?
She's headlining. It's her first 15 minutes.
Oh,
so
no way.
If you want to go to that, go to Grumpy Dave's March 7th, I guess.
Well, that was very, very nice. As reluctant as you were to plug it, I think she would appreciate the
she
time.
Better.
Oh,
she
oh,
better.
Wow.
When she hears this, better call me up and be like, thank you so much, Toby.
She might be a little irritated that she got tricked out of not finishing the episode, though. But
That's her problem.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Wow.
All right. Plugs for me. Follow the show, of course, on Twitter, at TunBelievables. TunBelievables, excuse me. It says Unbelievables Podcast as the main name, but the tag is TunBelievables. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike_Calhoun. And just listen to the show. We are on the Lousy Weather Media Network. We're no longer on SoundCloud. That's been for a little while now. But if you are subscribed on iTunes or something like that, or if you were listening on SoundCloud or something like that, and you wanted to, if you're wondering where the newest episodes are, that's where we are. LousyWeatherMedia.com, or just Audio Boom, and you can find our direct show. And Yeah, that's it for the show. I want to thank my guests, Johnny and Tyler.
I don't think I'm coming back, though.
Yeah, I don't want you back, ever.
Okay. Wow, that was a little harsh, but...
All right, well, and of course, my co-host of always, Toby Jones.
Thanks, bruh.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thanks, bruh.
Head out to the Sad Boy Social Club show on Saturday. Go out to Grumpy Dave's in Toledo on March 7th, and we'll see you guys there. We'll talk to you guys next time. Woo. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.